'Twas the month before Christmas, when all through the town not a buyer was stirring, none were to be found. The houses were sitting, all painted and packed, expecting some clients would write a contract. The realtors were restly, all nervous and jerky, in hopes of a deal after the turkey. With visions of yearly goals now flying by, the brokers and agents just started to cry. When out on the floor there arose such a buzz, they sprang to their feet to see why, just because. Away to the facts they flew like a lark. They pushed and shoved. You could hear them all bark. The paper was streaming from out of the facts. They were counting their profits without any tax. When what to their wondering eyes did appear but a lowball offer, they snarled and sneered. With a seasoned old broker, a real estate pro, they knew in a moment it could be a go. He dialed the phone. He summoned his team. They canceled their mani-pedis and started to beam. Home inspection and legal check, and well, they would test. Now the septic man, air quality, insurance, and pest. From the top of the house to the retaining wall. Now test away, test away, test away all. As locusts from biblical times they descended, no stone left unturned, no feelings they mended. The reports came in, were poured over with fury. The bad news spread to all parties in a hurry. And then, with some coffee, fresh pens, and a phone, the Mercedes pulled up. The boss was alone. The old broker came in, and optimism grew. They rolled up their sleeves and hoped that he knew. He was dressed in a suit, from his head to his toe, his gourd full of knowledge, experience, and woe. A boatload of tricks he held up his sleeve. He looked like a scientist. In success, he believed. The stains on his teeth were from way too much coffee. The stains on his tie were from drooling toffee. His thick bifocal glasses on his nose did hover. The bald spot on top his comb-over did cover. The deal was shaky. The buyers could walk. The lawyers at an impasse. The sellers won't talk. The agents were nervous. Their income could go. They were left with no choice but to bring in the pro. He wasted no time but got straight to his work. He analyzed the scenario and its every quirk. Calling and texting and crunching numbers all night resulted in happiness, joy, and delight. The deal was saved, and the buyers could travel. The sellers were happy. The lawyers unraveled. A solution was found by the real estate pro. All parties were happy. The deal was a go. He jumped in his Benz and headed on out. Another deal to save is what he was about. We heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."